Going to talk to Father Paddy Byrne. He's the parish priest in Abbey Leaks, Ballinakil and Raheen, and he works with many of those who work in those meat processing plants across the region and also whom live in direct provision. Now, Father Paddy Byrne, thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime. The mood is something I think that you are particularly concerned about around people who happen to be working in meat plants and who are also in direct provision. What are your concerns?
Well, firstly, good afternoon, Christopher, and to your listeners as well here in the heart of Laois and Abbey Leaks. As you've detailed, and people are fully aware of, that many people living in direct provision centres have been also working in meat factories where COVID-19, we know, has taken off and caused the spike, and it's local. And in response to listening also there to Teresa's people speaking, solidarity is very important at this time. And my own sense in the parish in Abbey Leaks and in the surrounding areas is that public health obviously comes first. And please God, this is isolated and short term. But one thing I've discovered, and I'm sure many listening, is that COVID-19 erupts where places are vulnerable, and where else but in direct provision centres and in meat factories, where often, as we know, the workforce are very, very vulnerable, and their living and home accommodation inadequate in terms of social distancing. For instance, the Irish Refugee Council yesterday gave a very detailed analysis in relation to 50% of residents in direct provision centres, including here in Abbey Leaks, cannot even dream of having 2 metres social distance. So I do have, and I think living in Laois, we had a lovely experience as a community just in the winter gone by of an afternoon of solidarity with the residents in these places that really have no place in a civic society of 2020. Direct provision centres are really awful realities. And again, the issue, whilst the government claims that part of its programme for government will be to eliminate this system, it's around since 2020. Only since July 2018 can residents actually work. And regrettably, the work that's offered to them is in fairly vulnerable places that attracts migrant workers and people who will be satisfied with very minimum pay in order just to survive.
And Father Byrne, your pastoral work and your advocacy work brings you into contact routinely with people who are migrants, who are living in direct provision, and who are working in employment situations such as the meat plants. What are they telling you?
Well, I think firstly, by and large, I welcome what the Taoiseach mentioned this morning in relation to not to proportion blame or categorise individuals at this vulnerable time, particularly in relation to direct provision centres. I hope that they are experiencing support. I hope that those, and I'm sure all of us, as the vast majority of people who have got this illness, recover well. And sincerely, I know the community here in Abbey Leaks and Laois are wishing them well in their recovery. But also, you know, we're talking about staycations in Ireland. For the vast majority of these people, they're literally locked into a system that is totally inadequate. It's locked into an environment that's tight, where conditions are inhumane. And, you know, I hope that one of the good things that may come from this is that whilst COVID is deadly, it also exhibits itself where the vulnerable are. And if any good comes from this, it should act as a catalyst for the new government to be absolutely determined in eliminating direct provision from Irish society as we have it now.
And if you were around the table with said government, or indeed with the large employers in the region, perhaps not just the meat industry, what would you be saying to them?
Well, again, I think, you know, economy is important, and everybody is paying a cost because of this global pandemic. But people also are important. And I think the dignity of the human person is key to a growing Ireland that's full of goodness. And I think, you know, one of the big calls in February, when the mood and atmosphere was one of change, was around housing. And housing and shelter is a basic human need. And I think one thing I would be very strong with this new government, and I'm sure they are determined, but that in a real way, to make space and shelter for all the people who live on this island.
Father Paddy Byrne, parish priest of Abbey Leaks, thank you indeed for that. And let's